Hello everyone, welcome to another edition, St. Louis Baseball Weekly Review. Today is Sunday, April 14th. I hope everybody had a nice Sunday. Spring is here and starting to warm up a little bit. I'm here with Wyatt. What's up, bud?
Not much.
Have you had a good week?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. That's better than the Cardinals did this week.
Yes, it is.
Folks, 2-4 on the week. Two wins. Four losses. Last 10 games, 4-6. Overall record, 7-9. Good for last place in the division.
Yeah, we're four games back already from first place.
And the NL Central Division, which is usually made fun of and said as being one of the weak, is the top division in baseball right now.
Yeah, the tables have turned this year so far.
So far being the key word, yeah. But interesting, we're the only team under 500 in the division, and last.
Yeah, I was. If you told me that in the off season, I would have not believed you.
No, for sure, for sure. But yeah, so we had a couple tough ones here. 2 out of 3 to Phillies, we could have won two. 2 out of 3 to Arizona, we won the first game. Slugfest, 9-6. Pitching gave up the tie. We were up 6-0. Hung in there and won the game. I thought we'd win one of the last two, but nope.
No, we did not. Hitting was not very good, nor the pitching.
Yeah, it's like, they said, Gibson's doing good. I said, well, he allowed, you know, 4 runs in 6 innings. That ERA is about like an 8. Mikolas did his job. Well, he allowed 5 runs basically in one inning. Polante came in, but he didn't even make it through 5 innings. So I don't know. I know. I guess everybody wins a trophy, but no, they're not doing great. They're doing okay, but it's certainly not. Somebody's got to pick up the slack here and get this team on track.
Yeah, I don't know who it is going to be on the pitching side, but Mason Wynn's kind of been saving our butts so far.
He's a good little player so far this year. He's showing up.
Yeah, he's very clutch right now from what I've seen.
Yep, he seemed like he's pretty comfortable out there. He's fun. He is fun to watch. I would say the team's not the funnest to watch, but Wynn's somebody to keep your eye on.
Yeah, he's almost had his first career home run. He's so close.
Yeah, his throws are really cool when he hums it over 100 miles an hour. Fun to watch for sure. Yeah, a couple stats. Some of the guys aren't doing too bad. As a team, we're batting 236, which is 20th out of 30 teams. Pitching, we're 12th, so a little better. ERA, 3.82. So we're in the top half of the pitching.
Yeah, that's not bad. That bad, since we are average.
Yeah, the ESPN power rankings, if you pay attention to that, out of 30 teams, they have us at number 23.
Well, you know, those are just analysts, so half the time they're wrong.
Yeah, I think we're probably in the top half. We're probably at 15 or something like that, but we need to show it. You know, we're under 500, so I get it. We're kind of mediocre right now, but I don't think we're 23rd.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I would say, like, the White Sox and the Rockies are definitely last place.
Yeah. Some stats while we're here. Some guys doing pretty well with the bat. Donovan, 273. He's saved some games for us. Contreras, 263. Arenado's come on lately. Had a big home run in that first game against Diamondbacks. He's batting 273. Herrera, 294. Those guys are doing it. Disappointing. And these guys are hard to watch right now. Goldschmidt, 193. Gorman, 217. Walker, 178, and Victor Scott, 098, last in the majors.
Yeah, rough start for Victor Scott. Wouldn't be surprised if he got sent back down once Carlson or Edmund comes back from their injury.
Well, there's a lot of talk about that. It's like, okay, Contreras is back. Herrera's our best hitter. Let one of them DH and one of them catch. And let's get Donovan in left and Nootbaar in center and Walker in right, and that's our best team.
Yeah, it's a tough situation. Herrera can probably be our DH right now.
Yeah, rotate it, you know, give me so nobody gets too tired, give everybody a day off. You know, catching's hard on the knees and everything, but it's hard when you lose two out of three and he sits on the bench for two of those games.
Yeah, and he's one of our best hitters too.
If not the best. He's got the most home runs. Pitching, Matz has been a star, 1.80 ERA, pretty darn good. Lance Lynn's been respectable with a 2.63. Gibson 6.16, Michaelis 5.82, Palante 6.43. He looks like really bad right now. He's bouncing pitches to the plate, wild pitches, runs are scoring, body language is bad. And then you got Gallegos with a 5.4. So these guys are kind of the same guys as last year. They're running out of time with these guys.
Yeah, obviously Puente, first pitch he gave up two runs, and then another pitch was a wild pitch, and then they scored again. That was rough.
Yeah, and he pitched 2 days in a row. So I don't know if no one was available, or if Ollie had an inkling that he was going to be effective, but he wasn't.
Yeah, he probably had to play because Libitor got sick with some nausea and said to Libitor, stay away from the team. We do not want you to affect our players.
Yeah, flu going through the clubhouse right now with us being under 500 and trying to hang in the race would not be good.
No, because if he was still there, everyone would have been sick, and that would have been chaotic.
Yeah. But I would really like to see Walker and Scott kind of come into a comfort level, kind of like Wynn is, where they're kind of bouncing around doing their thing and having fun, but playing very hard. And just doesn't seem to be there right now. It's just a tough team to watch right now. We're struggling. It's no fun. Gorman just can't get it done. Today they put Crawford at shortstop. We had a guy at third. He couldn't get him in. You know, Gorman couldn't get him in. It was just a mess.
Yeah, people were not happy at Ollie when the lineup came out because they were not playing Mason Wynn.
Yeah, taking a break. They need basically him and Herrera need to be in there every day right now. The youngsters are the best players on the team currently. What else you got this week, bud?
Sonny Gray came back.
Yeah.
Very good. He played very good. Five innings and struck out five. No walks. Pretty good.
Yeah, he looked like the real deal. You know, we had a little bit of a pitch count on him, but so far so good. I'm crossing fingers on him.
He plays tomorrow against his former team, the Oakland Athletics.
Yep.
They should sell their team pretty soon, hopefully. Kenyon Middleton, he was one of our free agent signings. He's going to have a throwing program that starts either later today or tomorrow in St. Louis.
Okay, well, that's good. We could use him. He could be, you know, he was our top bullpen addition, him and Kittredge. Kittredge is doing his part, so we get him back. Hey, that would help.
He has not pitched since March 7th, so almost exactly a month.
Yeah, so I think it's going to take 2 or 3 weeks. Now, he's a relief pitcher, so he could get, you know, throw 10, 12, 15 pitches, but yeah, it's going to take a little bit to get him sharp.
And the other pitcher, Riley O'Brien, his throwing program won't restart until midweek.
Okay, not bad.
He has not pitched since opening day.
Yeah, forearm tightness. Yep. I heard Carlson starting some baseball activities this week. Edmund's supposed to be swinging the bat now, but I don't have any firm dates on when they're coming back. Do you have anything on that?
I have not seen anything on that.
Yeah, they're both out a ways. Last I heard, Carlson was, you know, like a month out. So we're going to have to figure out something with center field because we need the hitting right now. We're not getting it from our outfield. And I would say even our defense today, there was the Diamondbacks catcher was on second. There was a single to right, and he scored, and he was slow. And Newt Barr's throw was not powerful, and it was not online from right. Kind of a letdown.
Yeah, not the best for sure.
Yeah, I was wondering if his ribs are still bothering him, so it might be better putting him out of the corner for now. I don't know. But something we got to get something going with the hitting because we're not going to hang in this. The thing is, with our pitchers being older, we're rolling the dice as to how long we're going to be able to go with a full staff without somebody being hurt. We've already got a couple injuries to the bullpen, but nothing to the starters. But if we lose a starter and Zach Thompson becomes our fifth starter, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, for sure. But he is pretty good when he pitches. In the relief side.
Yeah. Anything else on your end?
Jackson Holliday, he made his debut. Honorary Cardinal.
Yep, got his first hit today.
Yeah. Rough start, couple games, but now it seems like he's back on track.
It's a hard game, you know. They put these guys up, and it's tough. So it kind of bums me out when I see Cincinnati's rookie that just took off and just hits all them home runs, switch hitter. He was ranked below Walker, and now Walker's up here and he's struggling. It's frustrating that we have not done well with talent evaluation and drafting.
Yeah, Ellie De La Cruz, I believe you're talking about. He's very fast.
He does it all.
He stole home last year. He ran an inside-the-park home run either this week or last week.
And it makes that team fun to watch. And we got Walker and we got Gorman. These guys, it's time to figure them out. And then the sad thing is they go to another team and they'll do better. Just like Mr. O'Neill. He's leading the majors in home runs.
Yes, he is. He's killing it right now.
Bader had the winning hit today for the Mets.
Yes, he did.
It's just it's wild. I don't know if there's like a curse on the Cardinals or what, but we just can't get our talent to develop like it should. And somebody else, and then you got Hicks, who's just on fire as a starting pitcher, which is exactly what we're missing. But it is what it is. We'll keep flying, keep battling, but we're in the game, but we are under 500, so anytime you're under 500, there's definitely going to be some caution flags waving.
Yeah, for sure. Every single time we make a trade, I get terrified because I know they're going to be very good.
It's backfired. Almost everything we've done in the last few years has backfired. Yeah, I agree. It's always like, oh, no, what did they see in our player that we're missing? And what are they going to do? Another coaching staff. And it's tough. But, yeah, this week we're on the road trip still. We're going into Oakland, as you mentioned. We're going to play there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We have the same record as the A's. There's no reason we cannot win or should not win 2 out of 3 here. Then we're off Thursday. We're coming back home to St. Louis. And then we're playing Milwaukee, which is important because they're up top of the division. Playing them Friday, Saturday, Sunday in a showdown. It would be nice to show them at home that we can beat their butts 2 out of 3.
Yeah, you wouldn't think Milwaukee would be this good so far because they lost a lot of people.
Two starters that were icons.
Yeah.
And Hader.
Josh Hader, Corbin Burns. Yeah.
And they're doing it. But it's a little early still, but I don't know who all they've played. But I know they did beat the Orioles 2 out of 3.
Yes, they did. Contreras' brother's on there too.
That's right. Yep. So that will not be easy, but that will be an early test at home to see if we can show that we are going to be in this for the battle this year and not going to roll over and be under 500. Last year, we were 20 games under 500. So we need to win 10 more to be at 500. You know what I mean? 10 more would get us going. It's doable, but it's time to start moving up a little bit here. We can't go 2-4 each week. We go 2-4 again. Then we'll be 9 and, no, we'd be what would it be? 2-4 again? Be 9-13. That's tough.
Yeah, it would be tough if we did that consistently. I wonder if we would fire Ollie Marmol.
Probably not yet, but the pressure will certainly start ramping up on everybody, tightening up pressure. But yeah, that's all I got. Anything else, sir?
Springfield Cardinals have won 9 games in a row.
That's cool. Good for them, you know, get some good experience winning together. Some of those guys will play in the majors together one day.
Yeah, and one of those prospects on the Springfield Cardinals, Tank Hens, he's doing very good so far. He's played 2 games, won both games, ERA of 0.9 in 10 innings. Has allowed 3 hits and 1 walk and 11 strikeouts.
Yeah, I suspect he'll be moving up if he can keep that up. But he's made some national media. I saw him on the MLB app this week. They interviewed him, and he feels like his time is coming soon.
Yeah, the opponent's average so far is a 0.91, WHIP of 0.40.
It's double A. Don't get too excited. But yeah, it's awesome for his level. Don't rush him. Don't blow his arm out. But yeah, definitely somebody that's a bright spot.
Yeah. Definitely a future ace, hopefully, for the St. Louis Cardinals.
We need it. We certainly need one. Okay, that's it for the week, folks. Tough sledding so far. We're 7-9. We can change that this week. We could win 4 or 5 out of these 6. No reason we can't, really. Let's get it going. We're due. The hitters are due. And let's get back in this race real quick before we fall back too far. Fly, Cardinals, fly, and everybody have a good week out there. We appreciate you guys listening, and very much appreciate the comments and feedback on the apps and the operation systems that you're listening to the podcast on. Any feedback is appreciated, and have a great week.
Fly, Cardinals, fly. Bye-bye.